Could you understand that a Christian is better off with the Holy Spirit in his heart than he would be if he were walking with the Lord Jesus Christ himself in person? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. These amazing words were spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples just before he left them. You will remember how the gospel story goes in telling us that the Lord Jesus Christ was walking and talking with his disciples for several years before his departure. You remember he lived for 30 years before he began to preach. And then for a short space of time, we commonly think for about 3 years, he preached publicly, setting forth the things of God. He called to himself a small company of disciples who walked with him, whom he was teaching. And of these he chose 12 especially, that they should be with him and they should be his apostles. These people were walking along with him. They were learning things from him all the time he was here. Then the time came, and it's just at this point where the book where John is writing in the book where we're studying. We're studying in the book of John in chapter 16, and if you will open your Bibles at that point, you'll find where I was reading and where I will be reading. But now I want to say to you that at this time, just before he was being arrested and crucified, he was preparing his disciples for his departure and preparing them for living in this world after he was gone. And the reason why that's so important to us is that's the way we live now. You see, so far as you and I are concerned, if we are Christians, people as Christians, we've never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't get to see him before Calvary, see him on the cross, and then see him afterwards. These things are all past. We just hear about them with the hearing of the ear. And yet in our hearts, by the Holy Spirit, we know these things are true. And on the strength of them, we turn to the Lord and we come to him. But here we're going to find out some of the things the Lord Jesus told his disciples while he was there with them in person, while he was as Jesus of Nazareth, right there where they could put their hands on him and feel him and touch him and see him. Right there, he was telling them of the time when his body would be gone. And he is telling them here, where I was reading to you, it would be better for them when his body is gone, because when his body was gone, he would send the Holy Spirit. Apparently, as long as the Lord Jesus Christ was here in person, walking and talking with them as Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit did not come. If you will remember, the Holy Spirit did not come into the hearts of believers until after the day of Pentecost, which would be some 50 days after the Lord Jesus Christ himself had been taken away from them. But here in the few days before his crucifixion, he is preparing his disciples by explaining things to them. And I just read to you in chapter 16, verse 7, this amazing and remarkable true word. Nevertheless, he says, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Which is to say, it's better for you if I go. You'll be better off. You will be further ahead if I take my body away. For if I go not away, if my body is not taken away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, if my body is taken away from you as it was when it was crucified and buried and then raised from the dead and ascended into heaven, and the body was taken away, I will send him unto you, and you'll be better off then than you are now. That could be discussed even further. As long as you are looking at the Lord Jesus Christ as a person, and you stand here and he stands there, you reach out and can touch his hand, you look at him and you can see him, you're trying to understand him. And you have to look at him, figure out what it means, and then see what you're going to do. You could be wrong in your figuring. You maybe couldn't even fully understand what you see. Now, how is it now, when his body is not here? I'm born into the world, and no man has seen his body. And I've lived in the world all these days. I've never seen his body. I've come to believe, and I've never seen his body. Then how can it be better for me now than it was then? The reason it can be better is because he has given his Holy Spirit to me, which helps me to understand from within what it all means, even if I don't see him. I can remember. And this is what he says that it means. When he is come, when the Holy Spirit is come, he shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The word reprove means like the word convince. And you could say he will convince the world. He would convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. For the moment, just remember about sin. You know how simple an idea it is. And when he says he will convict me of sin, he will make me feel that I am a sinner in the sight of God. Of righteousness, he'll make me feel what's right in the sight of God, and I'll just feel what's right in the sight of God. Of judgment, he'll make me feel that I'm responsible before God, and it's the right thing for me to think I'm going to be judged before God. He will bring all these things to me. Then he goes ahead and develops it a bit further, more than I'll have time to go through with you, but I'll read it to you. He will convict the world of sin because they believe not on me. He will let the world feel its sin, and they will feel their sinners, and the sinners will stay with them, and the guilt will stay in their hearts because they're not trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Which is to say, if they trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, they would be conscious of forgiveness. If they put their trust in him and accepted him as their Lord and Savior, they would be taken away from it, and the sin would be taken away from them. But as long as they haven't trusted him, they'll feel that they're sinners. Also, they'll feel what is righteous, and it will come to them as to what's right and what's wrong in the sight of God. Because I go to my Father and see me no more, because of the reality of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. When you come to think about it, and the body of Jesus Christ left this world and went up to heaven, that makes heaven real. When you think that Jesus of Nazareth was taken up from this world into the very presence of God, that makes God real. And if God is real and heaven is real, then what's pleasing to him is right and what's not pleasing to him is wrong. And I become far more conscious of righteousness, far more conscious of the desire for holiness, because I think that God is actually really alive and I'm in his presence. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, that feeling will come upon me that there will actually be a judgment in which God will actually show exactly what he thinks of all the things that are before him. Now in verse 12 he says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. This will bring several things to our minds. In the first place, it will tell us that everything you've heard in the gospel up to now is not all. There's more. When you've heard everything we've talked about, we talked about Jesus Christ coming into this world from God. We talked about him being born of God and the Holy as a virgin. That this holy thing that was born was the Son of God. We talked about the fact that when he was in this world, he was called the Lamb of God. John saw that. We saw the baptism, and we saw the Holy Spirit coming upon him as a dove. We heard the preaching and the teaching. We have seen the miracles that he has worked. We've seen all these things, and we've heard him make promise after promise that people who trusted in him would never perish, that he had the power to give them life. All these things have been said and done. Yet there's more than that true. I have yet many things to say unto you, you cannot bear them now. Now these other things that are more and also true do not change what has already been shown. They're not about those things. I always say with reference to that, so far as sin is concerned, Calvary is the last word, and that word's been spoken. On Calvary's cross, when he died, he said, it is finished. And that's the end of that. But there's a whole lot more going on since then. And we have ways of understanding it now because the Lord helps us. At that time, he didn't. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But look at here. Look at verse 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. That reminds you of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said concerning himself, the Son can say nothing of himself, can do nothing by himself. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And the Son will say nothing of himself. It's the Father says the words, and the Son repeats them. So here the Holy Spirit doesn't speak of himself. He shall take of the things of mine, and show them unto you. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He'll bring to pass what I really came to do. You will remember how we have used that word glorified. He will get the job done for me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Everything from God is mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Everything the Holy Spirit shows will relate itself to the Lord Jesus Christ. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Now you see he is speaking to them before the cross of Calvary. And we know the story from then on. We know that he went on to the cross of Calvary and was buried, and he was gone. Then we'll remember he was raised from the dead, and they saw him. Then he went up to go with the presence of the Father. A little while, and you shall not see me. A little while, and he would be arrested, condemned, crucified, and buried, and be gone. Again a little while, 3 days later, and you shall see me. Raised from the dead, they would see him, because I go to the Father. He was coming actually now to go to his Father in heaven. In these ways, the Lord Jesus Christ was preparing his disciples for the time when they would be in this world. Mind you, although they would seem to be alone, they would never be alone. Remember what he has been saying to them, and we've been talking about all these days, in this week and last week. We've been bringing to your attention how he promised about this thing. It'll seem as though they're alone, but they won't be alone, because he will send his Holy Spirit to be with them. He will come and be with them. God the Father will come and be with them. And they will find out that the Holy Spirit will show them the things of Christ, will comfort them and guide them, keeping these things before them. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the provision which thou hast made for us in the person of the Holy Spirit, that thou hast given him to us to be a comfort to us and to show us the things of Christ, and we can think with confidence that we will be led into thy will and living in thy purpose and in thy power by the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for it. In his name we ask thy blessing. Amen.